Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle and makes us whole. So carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the helpless, confused and torn. Hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle and go light your world. Frustrated brother, see how he's tried to light his candle some other way. See now your sister, she's been robbed and lied to, still holds a candle without a flame. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the helpless, confused and torn. Hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle and go light your world. We're a family whose hearts are blazing, so let's take a candle and light up the sky, praying to our Father in the name of Jesus. Make us a beacon in darkest night, so carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the helpless, confused and torn. Hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle and go light your
more sickness, no more pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that's gonna be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day.
Higher far than the brightest star, sweeter than the songs they sing in heaven. Let the world proclaim what a lovely name.
To redeem,
power to redeem,
making sinners clean,
making sinners clean.
By his power he cleansed a leper, opened blinded eyes, caused the dead to call.
Let the world proclaim.
listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise his name, I'm fixed upon it, the name of God's redeeming love. Hitherto to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above. Here's my
there we never shall Crucify the Son of God. cried bitter tears of grief. I couldn't understand the price he had to pay, for I knew I simply was not worthy of the sacrifice he made. What was my worth to him that he would die?
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled The Mysterious Invitation. Isaiah 6 and verse 8 says, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I, send me. I arrived at the community of Ramon Castillo. It was a new community formed by six families. I went there to share the gospel message. When I initially was invited to visit and teach in this village, I received an official letter from the chief of the community calling me to go and teach them, Mr. Eli Davila Lopez, missionary of the Adventist Church. We would like to invite you to come to Ramon Castillo because we also would like to be Christians and we want you to teach us the Word of God. It was signed by the chief of the community. When I arrived, it seemed as if they'd been waiting for me. I said, "I am Eli Davila. I have come." "Very good, teacher. Welcome." Because I was a teacher for many years, at times people call me teacher. For me, it was normal. In reality, they were receiving me as the teacher that was to arrive. They did not know that I wasn't him, but a missionary. So when I told them, "I have received your invitation, and here I am, happy to teach the Word of God," they stared at me, perplexed. "You're not the teacher who is coming to teach our children?" "No, teacher, no. I am the missionary that you have invited to come here." They began to ask, "Who invited you if you're not the teacher?" I showed them my letter of invitation. "Oh," one man said, looking at the letter, "this person isn't the chief of our community. He is a drunk." The Lord called in a mysterious way. They were waiting for a teacher that the government had sent, and not some missionary with a letter who says he has arrived to teach them the Word of God. They received the teacher that the Lord had sent instead. I spoke with them and was able to be with them for almost 2 weeks. We studied the lessons from the Bible study series Fader Jesus in both the mornings and the afternoons as they requested. We concluded, and I was able to give most of this small village certificates for having studied all 20 Bible lessons. They accepted all the things that the Word of God was teaching them. They asked that I always stop by their village when I make my rounds of this district, believing they have only just begun as followers of Christ. The most interesting thing that occurred during this visit was that there was a 5 or 6 year old boy in the village who had not spoken since birth. He was completely mute. But one day, while we were studying about prayer, I ended, as always, praying with all who had been studying, when this little boy strongly said, "Amen." Everyone said in their local language, "What happened?" I did not understand what they had said, so I looked at my wife, who speaks their native language of Shipibo, and asked what they were talking about, because I could see they were upset. She told me they were saying he was mute, and now he says, "Amen." Afterward, I was really interested in knowing the truth, and they told me that he doesn't speak. But from then on, at the end of every prayer, he was the first to say amen, and he said it strongly. Later, he began to speak with his parents as well. It seemed like it was a dream. But finally, thinking about the great things that the Lord is doing, I reaffirmed in my mind that indeed he is working miracles even now. A reflection associated with this story comes from Thoughts for the Man of Blessing, page 108. But before that coming, Jesus said, "This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations," Matthew 24:14. His kingdom will not come until the good tidings of his grace have been carried to all the earth. Hence, as we give ourselves to God and win other souls to Him, we hasten the coming of His kingdom. Only those who devote themselves to His service, saying, "Here am I, send me," from Isaiah 6:8, to open blind eyes, to turn men from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified, they alone pray in sincerity, "Thy kingdom come." This story, The Mysterious Invitation, was written by Christopher Borcherding, the local director for Peru Projects. This experience, told by Eli, the Bible worker, took place in June 2014. For more information, you can look at peruprojects.com.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.